is now.
That's what I'm saying.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the Coast. Grady Deaton here. As usual, I'm excited. As usual, I'm sharing my excitement with you. I'm excited about a few things. I mentioned it yesterday. I'll mention it again. You're going to want to tune in to KYUK to celebrate the graduates of the YK Delta. KYUK will be broadcasting graduation ceremonies for participating schools starting Thursday, May 14th. You can join us in recognizing the 2020 class of at Mouthlook, that's the Joanne Alexi Memorial School. They'll be doing that at 1:30 p.m. right here on 640 a.m. KYUK and rebroadcasting that on the 14th again at 7 p.m. And then the 15th, we'll be broadcasting the Kasigluk as well as the Tuntutuliak School's graduation ceremonies at 1:30 and 2 p.m. respectively, and then rebroadcasting those ceremonies at 7 and 7:30. And then on the 20th, you're going to want to join us with BRHS. Is that the 20th? It's this Sunday, Saturday anyway, at 1:30 p.m. where we're going to be live broadcasting the BRHS graduating class of 2020. Speaking of graduating classes and such, Katie Basil, good morning.
Good morning, Grady.
And you have some peeps with us this morning, don't you?
I do, and that is May 16th, the BRHS graduation.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
No problem. Yeah, so I don't have any graduates with us, but I do have Tatiana Ilubiak of Chifornik and Kaylee King of McCormick, who are our KYUK high school interns. Good morning, Tatiana and Kaylee. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Good morning.
So the last time we spoke was the end of March when all of the social distancing mandates and travel restrictions were still pretty new to us. How are people practicing social distancing in your villages now? Kaylee, let's start with you.
Now it's a little relaxed, but most people are still wearing masks at the clinic and at the store, and hardly any people are going out and in the plane.
So you said not many people are traveling by plane?
Yeah.
How about you, Tatiana? How are people practicing social distancing in Chifornik?
Social distancing in Chifornik has settled down and everybody is out enjoying the warm weather.
Are people wearing masks at all or?
No.
Not so much. Well, and what about travel restrictions? Has that changed?
Here in Chifornik, in order to travel out, at first, the tribal needed to approve the person, but now seems like people could travel out with no problem.
So it's definitely relaxed, it sounds like. What are there any other precautions people are taking to make sure that COVID-19 isn't spread in Chifornik?
I don't really think so. I didn't see any precautions.
What
but
about you,
the
Kaylee?
Store.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Tatiana.
But at the store, people have to sometimes mostly be like 6 feet away from each other.
Oh, that's good. There's still that 6 feet of distance rule. How about you, Kaylee? Anything else you're seeing?
No, not really.
Can you walk me through kind of a typical day in your life now, you know, like you get up and then what happens? Kaylee, let's start with you.
So I get up, probably get lunch, the school lunch that you've been providing, and get the work, check post office, clean up a little bit, maybe try to do some work and be with my family and playing games.
And how about you, Tatiana?
I wake up, do what I have to do, and chill in my house, do chores, or help with subsistence.
So it sounds like you guys are home a lot with family. How is your schoolwork delivered to you,
Tatiana? My schoolwork is delivered to me through the school or through email.
So you have to go and pick it up at the school. And that's coming from BRHS, right? Because you guys were going to school in Bethel before this happened.
Yes.
How about you, Kaylee?
It's the same way. The school, we get it from the school when we pick up our lunches.
And Tatiana, yesterday when we checked in, you said that you finished all your schoolwork. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I've been emailing all of my teachers and scanning them through my mom because she's a teacher here in the village, which makes it easier for me to get my schoolwork done. And I'm complete with all of my work because I emailed all of my teachers that I'm traveling and I'm here in Bethel right now.
Okay. And so you're officially done with your junior year and you're a senior now, is that right?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Kaylee, do you know what you've got left?
I have a few school packets left.
And have you been able to connect with your teachers, Kaylee? Let's start with you.
No, not really. Only one or two so far.
And has that been over the phone or through email?
Over the phone, because I don't have internet.
Okay. And how about you, Tatiana?
I contact my teachers through email. Either through my phone or at the school with the computer.
So it sounds like you've got that school connection that really helps with internet access.
Mm-hmm.
What's been the hardest part of the past 2 months for you guys, Kaylee?
The hardest part is having the schoolwork done because we don't really know how to how to do it.
So just not having that one-on-one time with teachers?
Yeah.
How about you, Tatiana?
The hardest part for me is not learning with the people I was having school with, like the students that I was learning with. That's changed a lot for me for learning. But it's going great.
So you're missing your peers?
Yes.
Cool. How about anything good? Has anything good come from the past 2 months? Maybe something that surprised you, Kaylee?
No, not really.
You're just kind of bummed that you're not back in school?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough. How about you, Tatiana? Anything good?
Since I'm already out of town, I'm going to Arcilla to visit some family.
So you've got some travel.
Yeah.
And so your plans for the summer are Arcilla. How about you, Kaylee? What are your plans?
So I got a summer job here at Upright, and hopefully we'll get to go fish camp.
Nice. Tatiana, do you have any other plans beyond Wasilla?
Probably Fairbanks, but I'm not sure.
Fairbanks. What's in Fairbanks?
My little sister and her twin brother. Some family.
Did we just lose Kaylee?
I'm not sure which one we lost.
Tatiana, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds like we might have lost Kaylee, but Tatiana, what are your hopes for next school year?
My hopes for next school year is to go back to school with everyone, making my senior year the best, passing with A's.
Awesome. And are you thinking you'll come back to Bethel for school or stay in Chipwonick?
I'm thinking of coming back into Bethel for one semester with the STEM Ready Academy.
Okay. Well, we'll be happy to have you back here. And knowing what you know now, what would you go back and tell yourself 2 months ago when the quarantine started?
I would tell myself that I am strong and I know we will all get through this, being independent, especially at home, has changed me in a good way. It's a positive mindset of what I'm doing.
I think that's a good message for all of us, keeping that
Kaylee
positive
back.
Mindset. Kaylee, are you back on?
Yes.
Oh, great. So I just asked Tatiana, and I'll ask you the same. Knowing what you know now, what would you go back and tell yourself 2 months ago when the quarantine started?
I would probably tell myself to make sure I can contact my teachers.
So maintaining that contact with teachers.
Yeah, it's really hard getting schoolwork done.
Yeah. Well, we certainly miss you guys here in Bethel at KYUK. We're about out of time, and normally when our interns come in, we take a minute to share our highs and lows of the day or the last couple of days. So let's do that now with our remaining time. Kaylee, can you share your high and low?
My high is that the weather has been really warm. We've been getting to go out riding. My low, I don't have a low.
You don't have a low for today?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. How about you, Tatiana?
I'll start with my low. My low is that I'm missing people in school. And my high is that I'm done with all of my work. Now that I'm a senior, I'm ready for it, and we'll make the best of it.
Excellent. For me, I think my high today was seeing my boys in their matching Batman pajamas this morning. They're pretty funny, pretty wild. They like to run around in their PJs. And my low is, I think, just missing you guys. How about you, Grady?
Oh, I'm puppies all around, both highs and lows. Puppies, puppies, puppies. Five to be exact.
That's right. You have a litter of puppies at your house.
Yes, so highs and lows abound.
Well, that sounds like children. Lots of highs and lows. Anything else you want to add, Tatiana and Kaylee, before we sign off?
No.
No. All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining us, and we miss you at KYUK. And thank you all for listening. Just a quick reminder to our listeners that every weekday on Coffee at KYUK, we're connecting with people in the region about the pandemic to learn more about how we can be prepared and support each other during this time. If you have any news tips, please email news@kyuk.org. Thank you both.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie. That leaves me just one thing to say to listeners, and that's don't forget that we're going to be celebrating graduations all week right here at KYUK. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 1:30 p.m., 7 p.m. for replays. Join us all week as we celebrate 2020 graduations in the Delta. Each weekday,
A member of the community.
And don't forget to be awesome to each other.
KYUK. To discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious. Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.